Module 11, Ethics in Business, Part 2. A successful ethics program needs safeguards and a clear code of ethics. In order to get the most from a program, it is necessary to evaluate and make adjustments from time to time. Becoming an ethical business is a process that takes time, but it is possible to succeed if all those involved uphold the program and continue working towards a common goal. Ethical safeguards. Ethical safeguards need to be in place to ensure ethical behavior. Safeguards take away the excuse that employees do not know better. Safeguards do more than protect the company, they help bring in work. In fact, many government agencies demand that those they contact will have ethical safeguards in place. Examples: Code of Conduct, Employee Training, Ethics Audits, Developing a Code of Ethics. A code of ethics is the foundation of an ethics program. The code of ethics needs to address certain issues. Laws and regulations. All legal requirements need to be considered. Company needs. Consider the needs of the organization when creating a code. Ethical values. Use the ethics and values of the company. Include two examples for each value. Wording. Make sure that everyone knows that they have to abide by the code of ethics. Update the code each year and make sure that everyone has a copy of these guidelines. Performing an internal ethics audit. An internal ethics audit utilizes several different sources. An auditor, or a committee if there is no auditor, usually goes over the information to determine if any adjustments need to be made. Sources: surveys, interviews, documents, focus groups, direct observation. The audit is used to evaluate the design, execution, and effectiveness of the organization's ethical objectives, programs, and activities. Upholding the ethics program. There needs to be complete buy-in for an ethics program to be successful. It is not implemented to keep employees from stealing office supplies. Managers must uphold the ethics program by adhering to it themselves and holding all of their employees to the same standards. Managers are also responsible for ensuring that employees have all of the necessary resources to be successful and that they are fully trained in any new policies or procedures. Case study. Kevin, hoping to maintain or even increase integrity in his practice, started doing internal ethics audits. He sent a survey to all of his employees to complete, which would cover how they felt about the practice's behavior, reputation, and their personal feelings on their place at the company. He also conducted interviews with managers, asking for their suggestions on how to make sure their reputations are spotless and employee satisfaction is high. With their suggestions, he opted to update their code of ethics every year to keep up with the changing needs of his employees and customers. On top of that, he started having monthly open ethics meetings and established a board of ethics that employees could participate in.